Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you today. Today, I decided to paint my room. My walls were white. Not perfectly white, but you know, very close to white. There are three windows in my room. They let in light mostly in the afternoon. When the light comes in, I can see the walls look a bit dirty. Like they need repainting. So this afternoon, when the afternoon light came through the window, I decided to go to the store to buy some paint. As I drove there, I listened to music on the radio. The music made me think of different colors. There was a happy song that made me think of bright yellow and orange. They were singing about summer and flowers. Maybe I'll make my room a bright, happy color like that, I thought. Then, even on a cold winter's day like today, I'd feel warm. I thought, maybe I'll paint my room bright yellow and orange. Then, a sad song played. It was a sad song, but I didn't feel sad. I felt something really deep. And I thought about colors some more. I thought about dark colors, like dark blue, like how it looks deep, deep under the sea, where there are only fish and no people. And they have their own world. My room is my own world, too. Maybe I'll paint my room the color of the deep blue sea, and my room will be like the sea, and I will be like the fish down there who live without people in their own blue world. I like that idea. My own blue room. My own blue world. So I thought maybe I'll paint my room deep, dark blue. The song was over, and there were ads playing on the radio as I drove into the parking lot of the paint store. I turned off the car, and the radio turned off with it. When I got out of the car, I felt how cold and windy it was, and I walked quickly into the store. Inside the store, there were small pieces of paper with every different color you can imagine on them. Some of them were almost exactly the same. I held them up next to each other and could see the smallest differences. Also, every color had a name. There were names like milk for a color of white that was not quite all the way white, or wine for a dark red color. It was stupid, but for a second I felt like I wanted to drink the paint. But I know better, of course. I know it would taste bad, like the smell of the paint store. The paint store smells like paint. It's not too bad to smell, but I wouldn't want to taste it. Then I thought about how paint gives off gases that are not good for you. I tried not to breathe so much after that. I looked at the colors. I remembered how I felt when I was listening to the song about summer and the other one that made me think of the deep sea. I didn't really feel the same way anymore. I felt a little anxious. There were so many choices. How would I choose just one? I decided to look at the prices of the paint. If some colors were cheaper and some more expensive, that could help me make a decision. I looked for a sign with prices on it, but I couldn't find one. I did see a man with a mustache who was wearing a red shirt with the name of the store on it. He was adjusting some paint cans on the shelves. I decided to ask him where the prices were. "Excuse me, sir," I said. "How much are the different colors of paint?" He didn't look at me. He walked past me and pointed at a sign that was directly in front of me. I felt a little stupid again, because that was the one place I hadn't looked. He must have thought, what a stupid man. He couldn't even look right in front of him. I decided I had better buy something soon to prove that I was serious about buying paint and not just wasting everybody's time. I looked at the sign and saw that there were some very small cans of paint that were a lot cheaper than the bigger cans of paint. Since I was having a hard time deciding, maybe I could buy a few of those cheap small cans and try them out at home. I felt better then. That will make deciding easier. I can try a lot of colors. I ended up selecting 19 different colors of paint. I picked out little pieces of paper, each with a different color, and brought them to the man with the red shirt and the mustache. The man looked at me like I was crazy. I didn't know why, until he started mixing up the paint. Until he started mixing up 19 different colors of paint. You see, there was one machine for mixing paint in the store. Each color had to be mixed on it, and each one took about 5 minutes to get ready. I added up the time in my head, and I understood that mixing 19 different colors of paint would take about an hour. I needed to use the bathroom very badly, and I asked the man if they had a bathroom in the paint store. He told me no, but I could use the bathroom at the KFC across the street. I told him I would be right back and went back outside into the cold day. The sun was low now and the clouds were turning pink. I think I'm getting that color, I thought, looking at the pink clouds as I walked across the street. I went to the bathroom very quickly, so nobody would ask me to buy any chicken. I'm a vegetarian. As I was using the bathroom, I noticed that the walls were painted a soft yellow like butter. I think I'm getting that color too, I thought, or one close to it. I washed my hands and left, waved a quick goodbye, and returned to the paint store. All the small paint cans were finished. They were stacked up high beside the cash register. even though these cans were cheaper, I found that it ended up being a lot more expensive to buy the paint that way. It cost over $200. Oh well, I thought, and paid and took the cans home. The next day, I painted the walls of my room. I used all 19 colors. It didn't end up being enough paint to cover all the walls. There are still a few patches of the original almost white that didn't get covered. But I kind of like having so many different colors in my room. It's like I'm living in a kid's painting. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.